This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin on this Tuesday with today's entry in the Corporate Communications Department Working Overtime Sweepstakes. Macy's, in case you haven't heard, is entering a bold new chapter. All caps, by the way, bold new chapter. That's what the company's calling the new strategy it announced on its earnings call this morning, balancing, and I'm quoting here, the art and science of retail. To make that happen, the balancing act, Macy's is going to close 150 of its 481 stores over the next 3 years. And Macy's is not, of course, the only department store fighting a dusty and dated image. So Marketplace's Kristen Schwab starts us off today with department stores' role in retail and how it has changed.
When department stores followed urban sprawl into the suburbs after World War II, they became local centers of shopping and socialization.
You get people in the door and you don't get them to leave. You could spend the entire day there.
Michael Lisicki is a historian who's written several books about department stores. He says they sold clothing, furniture, and appliances, and they had restaurants, salons, and photography studios.
And these massive emporiums, as they grew, were able to stock things that you could not buy anywhere. They had a monopoly, in a sense, on retail.
Of course, between globalization and online shopping, the monopoly didn't last, and the department store's strength as a place for everything became its weakness. Because Christina Boney, senior vice president at Moody's, says browsing now happens on your browser.
You don't go to the store to do inquiry in the same way you used to do. Today, you have a good idea of what you're looking for.
And if you don't, you likely want a curated selection to help you cut through the infinite choices online. To many shoppers, Macy's old model as a place for everything can be overwhelming.
If you had a magic wand, people would not have department stores the size that they are today.
Macy's doesn't have a magic wand, but it does have a few tricks up its sleeve, like its other stores, including Bloomingdale's, which caters to higher spend customers, and Blue Mercury, which sells skincare and cosmetics. David Swartz, senior equity analyst at Morningstar, thinks it will take more than that.
There's really no place for the traditional department store anymore.
He says closing 150 locations will give the company some capital to refocus on its discount store, Macy's Backstage, and smaller concept stores.
I think there's a future for Macy's. It's just not going to be the old Macy's.
The bigger and more iconic the brand, Swartz says, the harder it is to change. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.